Has the last child in your nest flown the coop? How about hiring an empty nest coach? Coach Jason Ramsden spoke with Newsline.
What is it about the feeling that parents have when the kids leave the nest? I can tell you from my own personal experience with this, it's a little sad and lonely sometimes.
That's pretty spot on, Bridget. It's a combination of being sad and lonely and a transition in one's life. We have lots of transitions in our lives. But for a lot of parents, it's finding that they no longer have a purpose, right? If they're the one who is going through keeping track of all of their kids' schedules and getting them to and fro and making sure the house runs properly, whatever it may be, whatever your connection is to your child, that ends abruptly.
Yeah, it sure does. So Jason, are a lot of your clients, do they tend to be the, you know, the helicopter parents, the parents who like to control every aspect of their kids' lives? Or is it just any parent, you know, such as myself, who just feels sad when they leave?
Yeah, it is not helicopter parents. Those aren't the people who tend to come to me. It is normal humans who are experiencing normal feelings about a transition of the kids going off, whether that's going to college or whether it's actually moving into their first adult apartment. That is typically the type of people who come to me because they're feeling a sense of loss.
Mm-hmm. Normal humans. I like that. So what do you help these humans do? What do you tell them? Some friends of mine who went through this before I did said, join things and you have time for more activities now. What do you tell them?
Well, the first thing I tell them, it doesn't start with getting a hobby. Right? You may end up there. You may end up finding ways to explore your empty nest life. But the first step is getting a handle on what's going on in your heart, in your head, and dealing with the emotions of the transition. There are three stages to empty nesting: grief, relief, and joy. They're not linear. People go from one to the other. Some people just jump right to joy. Some people stay in grief a little bit longer. And then we move right into helping people discover who they are now that they're not parenting 24/7. And then finally, we jump right into what I call a strategic life plan. And all that is setting goals and timelines to the things you want to accomplish in your empty nest life.
Okay, so really thinking about enjoying your empty nesterdom. But how do you handle the kids? How do you parent them remotely? How much is too much? Do you teach parents to sort of wean themselves from the daily management of their kids' business?
That's part of it. The big thing I try to get them to do is invest in their lives so that you can reinvest in your kids' lives.
Right. I have to ask for anybody listening to this and saying, oh, maybe I should hire this guy. How much do you charge?
Well, my charge, like, we get into the logistics of what I work with clients right on the call. My main number, my main focus with people on a consult is to determine A, where they are, where they want to go. And if we actually match from a chemistry point of view,
mm-hmm.
that's my number one priority when I get somebody on a consult call. And I want them to leave with some sort of learning and growth, whether they decide to work with me or not.
Okay, I got you. Depends on what people need. And before we go, Jason, is business booming with this?
It's ever increasing. I think what helps is that me shining a light on it. A lot of people don't want to talk about empty nest experiences that are a struggle because so many people just expect the kids to leave and life to be bliss. And that's not always the case. And so they struggle with talking about it because they get a lot of grief from their family and friends who just don't understand.
Yeah, I know. Everybody tells you, oh, enjoy it. It's great. It's great. But, you know, you miss the kids a little bit. Coach Jason Ramsden, we thank you so much for chatting with us today on Newsline.